This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Wednesday afternoon service of July the 3rd, 1991, for the July week family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Escape off into fantasy. People that fantasize a lot are trying to escape the present, escape reality. If you have a lot of fantasies, if you like to watch a lot of movies or watch a lot of TV, then perhaps there's some pain in your life you're trying to evade. Because you're not really living when you're off in a movie or off in the fantasy of some sort. You're denying reality, what you're doing. And the devil loves to feed us with this. I tell you, I don't know what we're going to do with TV and movies. We've got a real challenge here, don't we?
Yes.
I have a battle with it just like you did. And yet I know it de-edifies me sometimes when I'm sitting there. I know that I'm just being drained spiritually by even the news.
Yes.
Just drain you. Just sap you. You know, you go to bed at night just so... Why? You watch the news. And it ain't good news. Patience. The feeling of emotion, of course, is impatience. An impatient person, you know. And yet patience is something that does a complete work in us, the Bible says. In the mind, we feel frustrated a lot. Manifestation in the will is always a pressure. Do it. Hurry. Act. And you've all heard this. Anything that's pressure is not God. Anything you feel pressure about is not the Lord. That's a good way to know the will of the Lord. If you feel like, I got to do it. Boy, we got to make this decision. It's not God. Back off. Stop it. Quit. It's not God. Kindness, the feeling of emotion is coldness. Bound emotions. People have bound up emotions. Men especially. A lot of times, women sometimes fall into this emotionally with their husbands and become frigid and unresponsive. Because of hurts and wounds and lies and betrayals and so forth. In the mind, we become prejudiced. This is where prejudice, I believe, comes from. Paranoia, critical spirit, a judgmental spirit, where you can't be kind. And then in the will, there's a rudeness, there's a thoughtlessness, there's no empathy with people. You're critical. Kindness, being kind to people. Aren't you glad that God's kind? Just being kind. What's that mean? Just to be nice. You don't have to be mean. Goodness. Now, what's the difference between goodness and kindness? Well, goodness is a quality, isn't it? A person can the opposite, maybe we can learn more about that. The opposite of that in the emotions is indifference. Just don't care. Just indifferent to people's feelings and thoughts and so forth. Whereas kindness, you're cold in that relationship. In the mind, you become self-centered. It's everything revolves around you, me. And then in the will is selfishness. You're just a selfish person. You're not a giver. And boy, these kind of people are hard to work with. You get them in a church and they'll just drain you. Because everything's around them. My deliverance, my demons, my problem. And the very answer to them many times is say, you just need to go serve somebody. You need to go do something. Go wash somebody's feet. Go make somebody's bed. Go mow somebody's yard. Do something for somebody. Break out of this. Circle you get into. Sometimes that will bring the deliverance. You can't sometimes cast that thing out. You just got to get them to break out of that and go start helping people. And that'll drive that demon crazy. Praise the Lord. Now notice down at the very bottom of your sheet, and this came from David Alsobrook years ago, where these three areas are broken down, and we could even break them down to outer court, holy place, and holiest of holies. But the first three, see, love, joy, and peace, are the realm of self. They're personal experiences. They're in the realm of your feeling. You feel love, you feel joy, you feel peace. It's for you. But the next three, patience, kindness, and goodness, you walk into the holy place, and it deals with relationships. They relate to others. Where in the last three, we walk into the holiest of holies, and all of these are something that we can only become in God. Look at this. Faith or faithfulness, the feeling or emotion, the demonic power that wars against this is detachment. I don't belong. It's the bastard curse that works there, and even though you get in the church, you always never feel like you're a part of it. And people that have this spirit sometimes will have the thoughts that I'm really not my mother and father's child. We ministered a lot of people said, boy, you know, thoughts used to come to me that my mom and dad, you know, maybe they adopted me, but I'm not really their child. And you know why? Because they were feeling rejected, they were feeling like they weren't loved, and they thought, well, that's the only explanation why they don't love me. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm not really their natural born child. Now that's a demon. Some folks have looked at the birth certificate and don't even believe it because of what the demons told them. The tactic in the mind is I feel unimportant. And the thing that comes into the will is undependable. A person becomes independable, see? And this all goes back, if you'll notice, to rejection. See, a person that feels inferior, feels unloved, feels unworthy, why should they be dependable? I mean, they're worthless anyway, and I'm unimportant anyway, so it doesn't matter whether I'm there on time or I this or that. You can't depend on them. But there's something under that, and it's a deep wound of rejection that the enemy's put on them. Gentleness, this is something that's in God, and the feeling or emotion is to be proud, to be haughty, to have pride. Pride is always a cover-up of deep insecurity, inferiority. Persons use it as a defense many times. The tactic in the mind is superiority. They're always superior. You can't tell them anything or share anything with them that they don't have a better story. You give them a fish story, and they've always got a better one. Praise the Lord. Manifestation in the will is that they're pushy, they're rough, they're controlling type of person. And then finally, under self-control, the feeling or emotion is helplessness. I can't help it. I can't help it. Now, that's a lie. That's a lie because God's Word says you can. I can do all things, how? Through Christ, who strengthens me. So, nothing's impossible with God. The mind procrastinates. There's fear of pain. There's rationalization. There's all these things going on that make us put off letting this fruit come forth. And finally, in the will, we feel unrestraint. The will just breaks down, and we can't restrain ourselves. And that's in the area of addictions and appetites and things such as that. Praise the Lord. Okay, any questions? Any questions? Are you clear what we're after here, what we're saying here? Well, of course, it's unbelief, but sis, until the Lord opens their eyes, as has already been taught here, there's not a thing we can do. Jesus said, seeing they will not see, hearing they will not hear. And the Lord's just got to open their eyes. We finally learned this about deliverance. You can't convince anybody about deliverance. You can teach till you're blue in the face, until your tongue falls out. And finally the Holy Spirit comes and zaps them, and they see it.
Yes.
And it's just like tongues. Same thing. Unless the Lord does it, you can't get it through to them. So people like that, you just got to back off and pray and say, Lord, open their eyes. In Jesus' name. There can be that. We prayed that and bound up that spirit that blinds the mind's eye, that satanic power. And you'll find people in different denominations that have that thing over them, and they can't see, and you have to bind sometimes a denominational spirit or a doctrinal spirit of some sort that will maybe open that thing up. But it's still the Lord. So it's still the Lord, and you have to pray that they be opened up to receive. Praise the Lord. Boy, there's nothing more precious than a teachable spirit. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That'll keep you out of trouble.
Yes.
I wouldn't be here today if I didn't have a teachable spirit. I'm so thankful the Lord's let me see the kingdom. Glory. Because I have people I love, and they don't see it. They don't see it. I don't know. I don't know how it's all going to work out. I know they love God, and they're of God, but they don't see the kingdom. I pray they do. Yes. Oh, okay. Whoa, I'm glad you asked that. I want to clear that up. I was talking about that the relationship when we get in a body of believers is like a marriage. It's a covenant relationship, and it's for better or for worse. And brethren, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to have a building with a steeple on it. But it does have to have anointed leadership. God-called leadership. See? Hallelujah. You hear me? A little house group just meeting together and, that won't bring you in. You've got to have fivefold ministry to bring you to the maturity. Amen? Read Ephesians, the fourth chapter. To equip you, see. You've got to have that. You've got to sit under government. You've got to learn to submit to it and submit to counsel. You'll never grow if you don't. You'll not make it. If you're going to contend with government, you're a rebel. And you're going to be just like the children of Israel. Your carcass is going to fall in the wilderness. You're going to have to learn to listen. Hallelujah. Out of imperfect vessels. See, that's my problem. I live transparently with people. I live right next door to the building now. And there we are in all our glory. See. And so when Brother Steve says something, well, it's just old Brother Steve. We don't have to listen to that, you know. Well, sometimes I speak the word of the Lord off the cuff. You follow what I'm saying? When I sit around brethren that I know are prophetic, I try to hang on to every word. Praise the Lord. This thing's in us. It doesn't fall out of the sky on us. It abides in us. The anointing abides, remains in us. Okay, any other questions? All right, we got a little time here. Let's pray for supper. Okay? Make room for more supper. Oh, praise God. Now, put your Bibles down, I would suggest. I'm going to believe God, in spite of everything, for anointing here to see some people get free. It's always kind of frustrating because there's so much I'd like to share with you that God has shared with us. There's so much through the months and years that we've got, but we just can't do it all. We've already done too much. But most of you, I think, I don't know where you are, but just to cover some basics on how to receive as we pray, it's best. We found out that the way you cooperate is that you don't pray, don't try to pray in tongues or anything, just remain quiet. These things are like wind or breath. They come out many times through the mouth, and you may feel a sensation of coughing or gagging or something. Just whatever comes forth, let it happen. You may feel like weeping. Don't fight those feelings. Let them happen, because that's how you get the release and the deliverance. And we're just going to do some basics today. That's all we can do. But as we pray, you listen, get in agreement, and that if there be anything in that area in your life, that it leave. And we have authority. Cast it out. If you want free, God will set you free. And you'll be surprised. Don't worry about manifestations. If you don't get any, that doesn't mean you didn't get deliverance. Sometimes they go out through your toes. They do. We've seen them go out through toes and fingers and other areas that we could just see in the spirit these things leaving. So it had nothing to do with manifestations. It has everything to do with faith. In the Word of God, the power of God, in the name of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus. Praise God. And if you'll receive it sitting right here in a mass deliverance like this, you can get a lot of help. A lot of help. Praise the Lord. So let's just believe. Let's cover some ground first. And today I am going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes. We'll deal with the death spirit again today. I really feel impressed that some of us need to pray right now today and clear the slate of anything of any kind of sin in your life. Any unconfessed sin, anything that's kind of gnawing at you where you've sinned and something's not been right, to confess it to the Lord, put it under the blood, get it washed and cleansed right now. And renew your commitment to the Lord Jesus. Is there anyone here that is yet to be born again? Is there anyone here that has not turned their life over to Him? Is there anyone here that has not repented and called upon the Lord for salvation? Anyone at all? If you're here and you're in that situation, you need to get that right now. And we need to settle that before we go on. You don't need to be here. If you're not born again, this is not for unbelievers. This is not for lost people. Is there anyone at all that needs to come forward? And let us pray with you. And you get right with the Lord today. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to assume then that, Father, as we come before you now, we know that without you we're nothing, Lord, and it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. We call upon you now, Lord, for deliverance. We call upon you now, Lord, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit here. And you said that whoever called on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So we come before you now, and we ask you to direct this, Holy Spirit, orchestrate it. We ask for the assistance of holy angels and ministering spirits. We ask you, Lord, just to bring a mighty deliverance to us here today. In Jesus' name. Anyone you need to forgive, say this with me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by an act of my will, I do now choose to forgive any and all of the following. Now you name anybody that comes to mind. It's an act of your will. It's a choice to forgive. Just quietly name anybody or anything that's happened to you that you need to forgive. Just clean the slate real good again. In Jesus' name right now, I forgive. And Lord, I forgive myself in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, not that he's done anything wrong, but you need to let God know that you release him from any resentment you have toward him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess to you, I have resented you, and I've resented certain things that have happened to me, and I have helped you to blame. I ask you to forgive me, and I in turn forgive and release all resentment that I may have toward you or toward the church or toward any ministry. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, I don't know who's here. We've gone through this before. But anything you've been involved in the past in the occult, you need to renounce it. You need to tell the Lord you're sorry and to renounce it right now. Anything you can remember, Ouija boards, seances, no matter if they were just playing around, you don't dabble in the occult of any kind. Pendulum swinging, tarot cards, card laying, ESP exercises. You've ever been hypnotized? Ever messed with crystals or little people or any New Age stuff? You need to confess it and renounce it right now. In Jesus' name. You've been involved in any group like the Masonic Lodge or the Eastern Star, or any secret or society, fraternity, you need to renounce it. Any cult you've been involved in, renounce it right now in Jesus' name. Mormonism, Worldwide Church of God, United Pentecostalism, other things, oneness things. You need to renounce that. Catholicism, in Jesus' name. Renounce it. Come out of it. In Jesus' name. Just say, in the name of Jesus, I confess to you, Lord, that I've been involved in things that have been displeasing to you. I ask you to forgive me. I renounce these in Jesus' name. I renounce the following. Now name anything that comes to mind that you remember. Just quietly name it. Renounce it in Jesus' name. Jesus, if you have any paraphernalia or anything at home, books or jewelry or any such thing tied with this, you need to tell the Lord that as quickly as you get there, you're going to get rid of it. Get it out of your life. Destroy it. Burn it. Get it out. We could spend a whole 2 hours just in this area alone, but we'll not do it. Praise the Lord. Now, another area of blockage, it's in the book Breaking Free, is curses. And curses, of course, are things that have come in through sin, either of ourselves or our ancestors. And brethren, let me share one thing with you about curses that we've learned. I always thought that we could pray one time about a curse and take care of it. But we found out that some curses are so rooted in a family or in a life that you've got to pray and pray and pray until you break that thing out of the life. Don't just take one stroke at it. It may take weeks and months to break the roots of that curse out of your life. You hear me? I break this curse in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. and just keep pounding that thing until you destroy every root and rootlet of it out of your life. In Jesus' name. Now listen to me. We've assumed some things even in deliverance that of touch and go almost. We'll just touch on this occult and go on. No. It may have all kinds of inroads here that we may have to really root and dig and blow that thing out completely. Same thing with curses. In Jesus' name. Now you can go through those curses, and there's some good books on curses. Derek Prince's new book on curses is excellent. And if you really want to dig in this area, you can take Breaking Free and you can take Derek Prince's book. Those are two I know that are thorough. And dig in these areas. You're going to have to do some homework. But just say this with me. In the name of Jesus, I break and loose myself from all curses that have come into my life through my own sin are the sins of my ancestors as far back as 100 generations. I rebuke you, wicked curses, and you demons that minister them. And I command you this day to leave. I break all influence off of me, my family, my finances, and my possessions in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus, that you were made curse for me, having redeemed me from the curse of the law and all other curses. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Now, I break and loose myself from all demonic soul ties, from any person's influence to control me, manipulate me, or influence me in any way, spiritually, emotionally, or physically, in Jesus' name. You wicked soul tied, be severed from my life in Jesus' name. Now, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, go on. You demons, get out in the name of Jesus. Just begin to leave right now. We bind the strong man right now. We bind the strong man. Now, you tell the Lord what you want right now. You tell him. Some of you know some areas you need to get free in. You tell the Lord. He said, whoever calls on my name, I'll deliver. You tell him right now, Lord, I want free in this area. I ask you, Lord, again to set me free of rejection or lust or whatever it is right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name right now. We bind you, strong man, and everyone here. I bind up this controlled spirit in every life here. You strong man, you doorkeeper. We declare to you that we're coming to spoil your house. We're coming to take your goods. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to leave today. We're going to break your control today. In the name of Jesus right now. You giants, you unclean spirits today. You're going to leave God's people. I bind up the spirit of rejection. I bind that and curse the roots of rejection in every life here. That in the name of Jesus, you'll bear no more fruit in our life. In Jesus' name right now. In Jesus' name. You spirits right now that work with rejection, that make people feel inferior, that make us feel unwanted, that make us feel unloved and can't receive love or give love, get out now in Jesus' name. We rebuke you now, Satan, in the name of Jesus right now. You demons, leave us right now. Get out of here right now in Jesus' name right now. You warring spirits that rebel against the Word of God that have come in through rejection, you go now. In the name of Jesus. Get out of God's people. Get out of us right here now. In the name of Jesus right now. I come against rebellion in the name of Jesus. I come against fear right now. Spirits of fear right now. Fear of deliverance. Fear of rejection. Fear right now. Fear of death. Get out. In the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. We command you to go. All fear and fearfulness in Jesus' name. Anxiety and dread. Go in the name of Jesus. Fear of death. Fear of cancer. Fear of failure. Fear in Jesus' name. Fear that I won't get free. Fear that I won't be saved. Fear that I'll miss the kingdom. In the name of Jesus now, we command you out right now. In Jesus' name right now, you lying spirit. that tell people that they won't be free, that they'll never make it, they'll never be loved, they'll never have the blessings of God. Get out in the name of Jesus right now. Fear of pain in Jesus' name. Fear of suffering, get out in the name of Jesus. You're a liar in the name of Jesus. All you fearful spirits, leave us. Get out of God's people. Get out of us now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you and cast you out. Fear, go. Fear of heart attack. Fear of cancer. Fear of accident. Fear of car wrecks. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Fear of the future. Get out. Fear. All fear and tormentors of fear. Get out in the name of Jesus. Fear that I'll miss God. Fear that I'll be deceived. In the name of Jesus. Get out. Fear that I'll be found out. Go in the name of Jesus. Fear of transparency in Jesus' name. Fear of love. Fear of love. Fear of trusting people. Get out. Come on, fear. Get out, fear. Go, fear. Go, fear. Get out, fear. Go, fear. In the name of Jesus right now. Get out. All the fear. All kinds of fear. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go. Fear for my children. Fear that my family won't be saved. All the fear. Fear that God will fail me in Jesus' name. Fear. Go. Fear. Gear. Go. 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 In Jesus' name. Fear about finances. Fear of old age. Go. In the name of Jesus, get out, all of you, all of you. Go, 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 go now. Fear of old age, fear of senility, fear of disease. Go in Jesus' name. Out, get out, all the fear, all the fear. Get out of here. Death and fear, death and hell. Go in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Fear of death, get out in the name of Jesus. Fear of pain of death, fear of getting sick and dying in Jesus' name. Get out, you fears, all you fears. Go. Go now in Jesus' name. Loose us fear and go now in the name of Jesus right now. All those fearing spirits, go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now. Fear of relationships. Fear of getting hurt in church again. Fear of getting hurt by ministry. Go, go, come on. Fear, fear of joining a church. Fear of being a part of a body again. In the name of Jesus, get out now. We cast you out. Go, all that fear. Fear of ministering again. Fear of trusting. Fear of loving again in Jesus' name. Get out, get out, get out. In the name of Jesus, you demons that keep us separated by fearing we'll be hurt again or wounded again, get out in the name of Jesus right now. Get out right now in the name of Jesus. Leave us right now. Leave us right now. Leave us. That pain, that demon that brings that pain in the spirit, that demon of pain, a dread of being hurt again, that demon of pain in the spirit, that wounded spirit demon, go. Get out of us. Get out of us right now. Get out of us. That won't let us trust. That won't let us give. That won't let us love. Go, go, go. Fear and woundedness and pain and hurt in Jesus' name. Get out, you demons. You demons of the wounded spirit. You demons of hurt and pain. In the name of Jesus, get out. Get out of us. You demons that are hindering us from relating and knitting again. Get out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now. That's a big one. Get out. Get out, you demons. Get out, you demons. Get out, you demons. That have come to keep us from loving and trusting and knitting together again in Jesus' name. All that woundedness, all of that hurt, all of it, go, 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 go. I can't be hurt again. I can't stand it anymore. I can't be wounded again. I can't trust again. Go. Come on, demons, go. Come on, demons, go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Get out of us. Get out of us. Get out of us. Get out of us. In Jesus' name. I come against stress. I come against spirits of stress in Jesus' name and burnout and weariness and weakness. Go, you demons of burnout, you demons of stress, you demons of weariness, you demons of weakness and draining. Go in Jesus' name. You demons that have come just to drain us of life and energy. Go now, you demons of stress in Jesus' name and pressure in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go now, weakness. In Jesus' name, and burnout, go, 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 weariness, demons of weariness, and giving up, you demons that just want to give up and cave in, go, get out of us, get out of us, get out of us, you're not of the Lord, we cast you out, in the name of Jesus, get out of God's people, get out of us, get out of us, we're going to press in, we're going to press on, you liars, you demons that say we won't make it. What if I fail? What if I fall? What if I die? Go in the name of Jesus. Go! Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of every saint of God. Get out of the body of Christ. in the name of Jesus. All the stress, all the pressure, all the driving spirits, all the religious spirits that drive us and drive us and pressure us. In Jesus' name, you pressure spirits, you religious spirits, go, come on, get out, that drive us and make us fearful and make us feel that we failed with your guilt, all the guilt and condemnation, demons of guilt and condemnation, go now, go now, go now, guilt and condemnation, you accusing spirits, go, in the name of Jesus, get out, you accusers, I cast you out, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out, you spirits of accusation and critical spirits of self-criticalness and self-rejection, go, in the name of Jesus, get out of God's people, get out of us now, guilt and condemnation and accusation, go, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now, you self-accuser, you demons that causes us to accuse ourselves and condemn ourselves and critique ourselves all the time, go now, in Jesus' name. I rebuke you, I cast you out, go to the outer darkness, leave here, in the name of Jesus, we cast you out, now go, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, we come against you now. Religious spirits, you spirits of Pharisees and Sadducees, and go, and scribes, go, in Jesus' name. Denominational spirits, we break your hold. We break the hold of that control. We break the hold of that, in Jesus' name, of that control and manipulation of doctrinal, denominational spirits. Go. Loose everyone in this room in the name of Jesus right now. You driving religious, doctrinal spirits, go now. In the name of Jesus, we break your spell and your soul tie and your control in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray in the areas of lust now, in Jesus' name, of sexual problems and lust. We talked about that. The Lord quickened to me. There's some problems there. Let's just get rid of them. Get rid of those unclean spirits in that area. In Jesus' name now, we come against all unclean spirits, all you demons in the area of lust and sexual lust. You're going to leave now. We cast you out. Push them out now, folks. Tell them to leave you. Don't be shy. Let's get it rid of them. Come out now. In Jesus' name, you spirits, you perverse spirits, we cast you out. Spirits of perversion, perverse spirits, go. I bind the perverse spirits and command them to go now. We cast you out right now. Sexual, unclean sexual spirits, go now. In the name of Jesus right now, get out. Get out right now. Get out. Spirits of fornication, spirits of adultery, spirits of masturbation, in Jesus' name, go now, in the name of Jesus. Spirits of oral sex and sodomy, get out, in the name of Jesus right now. Spirits of pornography, come out. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, go, in the name of Jesus right now. All of you unclean sexual spirits, get out. Detach yourself from us and go now, in Jesus' name. All of you demons that affect sexual relationships, homosexual spirits, lesbian spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, loose God's people and get out now. Get out. That deep wounded spirit of rejection, that deep rejection, we come against you that's allowed this lust. Get out. Get out, lust. Get out, perversion. Get out, unclean sexual relations. Get out. In Jesus' name, bestiality. In Jesus' name, pedophilia. And all of you, hang up. In Jesus' name, go and leave. Leave now. In Jesus' fetishist spirit. Spirits of fetishes, go in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of movies and magazines, X-rated and stuff, go in Jesus' name. You demons right now, leave. In Jesus' name, leave. Get out. In the name of Jesus right now, we cast you out. All of you unclean sexual spirits, leave us. We command and claim cleansing through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I come against spirits of sexual dysfunction, impotence, and frigidity, and other sexual dysfunctional spirits. Get out in the name of Jesus. Leave God's people. Leave us in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you now. Get out in the name of Jesus right now. We cast you out right now in Jesus' name. Loose the hormones. Loose the glandular system of God's people right now. We break your hold. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, we're going to come against in the areas of the root of bitterness, unforgiveness, and those demons that work in that area. We're going to come against those right now. In the name of Jesus right now, we curse every root of bitterness that's taken hold in any life. We curse your roots, and we come and lay the axe to this root and say that you'll bear no more fruit like Jesus cursed the fig tree. In Jesus' name, right now, every spirit of unforgiveness, we cast you out. Every spirit of resentment and bitterness, you come out of us. You come out of us. You demons that won't let us forgive. You demons that won't let us forget. Get out in the name of Jesus. You demons that hold a grudge. You demons that want revenge. Get out. Get out and go now. In Jesus' name, go. Go and leave us. Right now, you demons that torment us with memories of hurt and pain, get out. Let the memory, you memory recall spirits, go. Go, go, grudges, spirits of grudges, go, in Jesus' name, you demons of anger, anger, and temper, go, you anger that's rooted in bitterness, go, in Jesus' name, you anger that's rooted in unforgiveness, you anger that's rooted in rejection, go, in Jesus' name, you anger and bitterness at being rejected, go, go now, get out. Get out right now, that anger, go, anger and temper and violence and rage, go. Spirits of rage, we cast you out. Rage and anger. I wasn't loved. I wasn't cared for. I was hurt. I was rejected. Go, come on, that rage and anger that comes from that hurt. Go, go, that unforgiveness, go. In Jesus' name right now, get out. Get out, get out, go, come on, go. All of that hurt and rage and anger in Jesus' name. All of that, you demons that want to retaliate, that want to get revenge, in Jesus' name, get out. You demons that want to murder, in Jesus' name, murder, get out. I could just kill them. You, in Jesus' name, get out. We come against that murdering spirit, in Jesus' name, of bitterness, rooted in bitterness. Come out, bitterness, come out, bitterness. All the gall of bitterness, we cast you out. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. We cast you out. Go. Go. Go and leave that people. All the bitterness. All of it go. Bitterness and unforgiveness. In Jesus' name, leave us. Leave us in Jesus' name. Get out. Get out. We smite you, Satan. We smite you, demons. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. With the hand of the Lord, we smite you and command you to go. In Jesus' name. Get out. Get out. Get out. All the bitterness. All the bitter root, we pull you out in Jesus' name. Leave us and all your helpers. Go, 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 go now. Rage and anger and violence and murder in Jesus' name. Resentment and unforgiveness. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, go. We break your hold, Satan. We break your hold, Satan. We break your hold, you demon. Get out. Leave, leave, leave. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Keep going. Keep going. In Jesus' name. You demons that come in through that deep wound of rejection. You demons that came in through rejection. Through the door of rejection. And abuse. You demons of abuse. Of sexual abuse. Of molestation. In Jesus' name. Of incest. We break the curse of incest. In Jesus' name. And you demons of incest. You leave now. You unclean spirit. That wound that came in through incest. Leave. In Jesus' name. Get out. Get out, get out. Spirits of abuse through incest, go. The curse of incest, we break it and command it gone. In Jesus' name, you demons of amnesia that came because of wounds and pain and trauma, go. In the name of Jesus, get out. In the name of Jesus, get out right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now, spirits that we stirred up yesterday, at work with the spirit of death, we're going to come against you. In the name of Jesus, you spirits that work in the air of the mind of depression and passivity, in Jesus' name, and heaviness, you go now. You leave us. Depression, in Jesus' name. Passivity, in Jesus' name. You spirits of sleepiness and sleeping, go. You narcophilia spirit, in Jesus' name. You narcotic. In Jesus' name, of depression and heaviness and sleepiness. In Jesus' name, of coldness and lack of energy. And go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. I declare to you, by the word of the Lord, that the Lord has not given us a spirit of heaviness. In Jesus' name, get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. All that coldness, all that heaviness, All that slumber, a spirit of sleep, a spirit of slumber, we cast you out. Get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. What's that disease that makes people forgetful when they get old? Huh? Alzheimer. I'm discerning an Alzheimer spirit. In the name of Jesus, you spirit, Alzheimer spirit, go! Alzheimer spirit, go! Leave now! A forgetfulness, loss of memory spirit, go! In Jesus' name, leave! Leave because of the pain of trauma. You leave! Alzheimer spirit, come out! In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, forgetfulness, loss of memory, go, amnesia, go, 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 in Jesus' name, come out right now, loss of memory, come out, in the name of Jesus, get out, in the name of Jesus, trance, spirits of trance, and stare, and coma, in Jesus' name, catatonic spirits, go, through drugs, you drug spirits, come out, all you spirits of drugs, in Jesus' name, catatonic, coma spirits, unconscious spirits, go in the name of Jesus right now. Passivity in Jesus' name. Indecisiveness, confusion, go. Tardiness, go in Jesus' name. Hopelessness, go in the name of Jesus right now. Spirits that have come to cut off and cause us to lose our vision in Jesus' name. You that have come to steal the vision, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits that come to cut off the flow of the spirit and the flow of life, get out. Hardening of the artery, heart blockage, go in Jesus' name. Heart blockage, go right now. Indeed, cholesterol spirits, go in the name of Jesus. Get out of us. Get out of us right now. Heart attack spirits, cancer spirits, go in the name of Jesus. You spirits that come and say, I can't be taken care of by God. It can't be taken care of by God. You lying demon, go. The Word of God says all things are possible with God. Get out, you liars. Get out, you liars. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of death, I break your hold over every one of us here. And over this campground. In the name of Jesus. Get out of here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Keep going, demons. Keep going. Strong man, you're defeated. Get out. Get out. Get out, rejection. Get out. Rebellion. Bitterness. Go. 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 We smite you with the word of the Lord. We smite you and command you to go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one last thing. We're going to come against infirmities. Infirmities in the body. In Jesus' name right now. We bind every spirit of infirmity. We command it to leave the bodies of God's people. Leave the body of Christ. Come out right now. Spirits of arthritis, we cast you out right now. Arthritis, you come out right now. Go. You spirit of arthritis that's lodged in the joints and bones of people in this room, get out in the name of Jesus right now. Get out in the name of Jesus right now. Get out, arthritis and bitterness and dryness of the bones. Go now in Jesus' name right now. Locked joints, go in Jesus' name right now. In Jesus' name, soreness and swelling and calcium deposits, go. We rebuke you. Go and leave. Leave now. Leave our bodies right now. In Jesus' name, roots of cancer, seeds of cancer, curse of cancer, we command you go. All cancer spirits, through curse or otherwise, leave now in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus right now. Demons in the kidney problems, in Jesus' name, nephritis and other kidney problems, go. Go now in Jesus' name. Bladder problems, I rebuke spirits in the bladder. Come out of the bladder in Jesus' name. Bladder problems, urinary problems, go. You demons that cause urinary problems, go now in Jesus' name. I come against the demons in the bowels, in the colon, go. Diverticulitis spirits, go in the name of Jesus. Out right now in the name of Jesus. Spirits of diarrhea right now, go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of constipation, go and leave God's people. You'll torment no more. Get out. Get out. Get out, demons. Get out, demons. Go. In the lower bowels, in Jesus' name. Spirits of hysterectomy, spirits of female problems, go in Jesus' name. Cancer, female cancer spirits, go. Cancer of the breast, I rebuke every spirit in the breast. Get out. Cancer of the breast, go. Tumors in the breast, knots in the breast, go, go, go. We rebuke and curse you in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name, demons in the lungs. Come out, lung problems, lung cancer. Jesus' name. Emphysemic spirits, go in Jesus' name right now. Heart attack in Jesus' name. Heart blocking spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Heart seizure, heart failure spirits, go in Jesus' name. Leave now, leave now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cast you out. I reduce every infirmity. Get out in the name of Jesus right now. Leave us right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name right now. Spirit of death, you are defeated. Leave us now and get out of here. We cleanse this place. Now you demons, go. In Jesus' name. Now let me say one thing and I'm done. Norman Perry said this when he was at our place a couple of months ago. I never thought of you give it some thought. I always thought, well, what do you do with demons? And that demon popped up in Mark 1 and says, you know, what do we have to do with you? Our time has not come. But since Jesus went to the cross, things have changed. And I believe we have a right to him to pit. Yeah. And to the pit, to the outer darkness, out of here. Out of here. Why let him stay around and give him somebody else? That's right. And we're in the process right now. Now, every demon that's cast out, you leave not only this building, you get off this property, you get out of this town, you get out of this state, you get out of this country, and you go to the pit. In Jesus' name, we give you orders to the pit. Your time has come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now leave. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Listen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. This is your homework. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Fill the house. Father, we just praise you now, Lord, just to fill us anew in a prayer. In Jesus' name. I tell you what, just turn to each other and lay hands on each other and just say, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Just filled. Just lay hands on each other. Praise you,
yes, Jesus.
Yeah.
Be filled, brother. Be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I receive it
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we ask you to bless this food, to sanctify it. Let it be nourishment and strength to us. Let it energize us, Lord, these physical bodies. Grant us strength, Lord, to carry on here. Lord, we want all you got for us while we're on this campground. Lord, just pour it out upon us and bless and anoint our brothers who bring the word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.